All right, here we go. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today's Thursday, August 17th, and stocks have back-to-back losing days. And yesterday, the Fed meeting minutes reveal more potential rate hikes. Today, Cisco and Walmart have been reporting. So what's happening in the markets? Can the markets turn around or will we continue to move lower? That's what we're going to talk about today. And we'll show you our positions as well as some new trades that you could take today. Okay, if it's your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, Mark, do you think we should need to get the market moving news out of the way?
I think so. Big news.
Big news. Big news. Breaking news this morning. So, don't know if you've seen it, but Barbie beats Batman. Becoming Warner Brothers' highest grossing domestic release in its 100-year history.
Yeah, I talked about Barbenheimer and how that was helping AMC for a little bit with Oppenheimer and Barbie's success, but Barbie is just pulled away and doing an absolutely phenomenal job.
Okay. Now, the markets don't seem too impressed with it just yet. With these news. So let's take a look at the markets and what's happening here. I think we should probably jump to a 5-minute chart to see what happened yesterday. Because yesterday, another down day, especially after the Fed meeting minutes have been released.
And you see that there was a little movement after those Fed minutes. We mentioned that it's, you know, most always a bit of a wild card event where a lot of the information is known, but you never know what the takeaway is going to be. And Marcus, I know we talked about it during our mastermind call. It seemed like it was a little more hawkish with the Fed positioning themselves to potentially hike more or keep it elevated more.
Yeah, for sure. But if you look at the move, I mean, this is also not a dramatic move. It's 0.8%. So not really a sell-off. And if you look at the reaction of traders to it this morning, the probabilities that the Fed keeps hiking rates at the next meeting is only at 13.5%. Now, this increased. Yesterday, it was 11.5%. But 2 percentage points, I mean, that's really not a lot. So even though initially the reaction was like, ugh, are they going to hike rates again? It seems that it's not really factored in by traders right now.
Agreed. And there's still a lot of time before the next Fed meeting. So that's another thing with the, you know, such a space between the last meeting and the next. There's 2 months of data, right? So things could definitely change with another CPI release and jobs report. And seems like traders are kind of shrugging it off. But there was that reaction. There was definitely a reaction.
There was that reaction. Now, talking about economic releases, not a whole lot going on this week. This morning, we had unemployment claims that came in line with expectations. So no surprise there. It's also a number that, I mean, nobody paid really close attention to this. It's after the pandemic, people started paying attention to the weekly unemployment claims. They're not as important as the monthly unemployment data, but it was a gauge, especially during the pandemic, of how many people are losing their jobs. And this is where everybody was watching it on a weekly basis. Do you think that this will go back to an orange flag report?
I think so. It's just with jobs being so much in the spotlight with the Fed and what's happening there. Then, like you said, the shift since the pandemic. But I agree, it's as far as jobs goes, historically a less significant report.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, technically, let's take a look at a daily chart and let's bring up the 50-day moving average. So now the S&P decisively below the 50-day moving average. So is that a warning sign flashing?
Or a potential buying opportunity? You know, it's interesting. I saw some data that, so Bespoke Investment Group, they said that when the S&P is up at least 10% heading into August, on the August month on average is down 0.69%. So right now we're seeing a drop in August. The interesting thing is that when you go into August and you're somewhere between 0 and 10%, so up a little bit, it's actually a winning month, 0.14%. And if we're down going into August, it's a winning month, up 0.78%. So just historically speaking, August is a winning month unless we've had a big run-up, and that's exactly what we had. With a big run-up, there's going to be pullbacks. I mean, we talked about it. A pullback is healthy. I still think that right now traders are trying to figure out, do we pull back more? Is this it? You know, profit-taking? Is it a buying opportunity? I think that overall we're in a good position, and I like pullbacks. It means we could get into new trades.
I mean, even after this pullback, we're still up 14.46% for the year. So that's almost 15%. A little bit more of a pullback in the NASDAQ, but the NASDAQ still up 27% for the year. Yeah. Dow lagging so far because, I mean, also S&P and the NASDAQ got hit more last year, the Dow a little bit less, but this is where also the Dow is still up 5% for the year. I mean, this is where everything is in relation, and even though we did have a pullback here in the S&P from the highs that we made earlier of around 4.5%, still up more than almost 15% for the year.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll take a look at our positions here in just a moment, but I think we need to talk about Walmart because, I mean, this is a super interesting turn of events here with Walmart.
Interesting, for sure. Walmart reported an earnings and a revenue beat, so they reported better than expected numbers. They also raised their full year guidance, saying with the strength in grocery and also online sales. And so we started off positive, but look at that reversal.
Yeah, a huge reversal here, now down 1.6%. And if you're looking at a 5-minute chart and measure this move, I mean, this here is a move of 2.8%, which for Walmart is quite a lot. I mean, Walmart is a stock that typically doesn't move. And I mean, they raised their full year guidance, which was in contrast to Target, where Target said yesterday, well, we cannot attract these discount shoppers. And Walmart said, well, they're still coming to us. No worries there. But then today, a different story. So today, Target up, Walmart down. So traders right now have a different opinion on the outlook of these two retailers.
Looks like it.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions, and specifically, I want to talk in more depth about CSIQ today, but let's start from the top, and we have ALB. So we both got assigned. You got assigned at 190. You were able to sell calls against your existing position. I got assigned at 192.50. I've not been able to sell calls yet. So are you planning to do anything with your calls? Let them expire, buy them back. What is your plan there?
I have an order to buy back at 80% because it was a one-day trade for me, and it looked like early on that was likely to fill, but with a little bit of a pop here, it seems less likely. We'll have to see. But yeah, if I could buy them back, and then if the rally continues and I could sell calls for next week, that would be ideal.
Yeah. For me, in order to sell calls, I needed at least 32 cents right now at the 192.50. Bid ask is 10 by 20, so I could get 15 cents. That's below my threshold of 30% annualized. So I will have to wait and potentially could look into next week. But when I looked earlier, there was also, it's getting there. So I need a minimum of $1.44, $1.45. Right now, mid price is $1.35. So maybe I can sell something for next week. Let's see if we get a little bit more of a pop here. Because if you look at a 5-minute chart, ALB has actually been rallying this morning.
Yeah, not too bad on the 5-minute chart. And let's see if we have some more upside.
Yeah. All right. CSIQ, I want to talk about this in a little bit more detail. So we got to skip it for now. NEE, the next stock on the list where we got assigned at 69.50. We both got a sign at this. Right now, trading at 67.81. Nothing to do yet, even though right now we're up for the day, but we can take a quick look if we are able to sell calls on NEE. Probably not for this week in order to sell calls for the 69.50. It's not even showing right now because probably the bid price is zero. So we need a minimum of 12 cents.
Yeah, bid is 30 for next week at the 69.50. And so we're just below what we need.
Yeah, we need 52 cents for next week. So we have to wait and see if we have a little bit more of a follow through here. Also, NEE looking at a 5-minute chart today has been doing a good job pulling back a little bit right now. But considering what the overall markets are doing, which is diddling along and nothing, and there's a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500. We see we opened slightly higher and we are right now exactly at yesterday's closing price. So not a whole lot going on here at all.
Yeah, definitely diddling, trying to find direction.
Yeah. PNC bouncing back a little bit today. So glad to see up 1.18%, now 1.2%. So that's not bad. Not enough for us to sell calls just yet. But at least it seems that we are bouncing back, bouncing off this this support line here, the lowest close of the last 8 weeks. So we'll see what happens here over the next few weeks.
Look at that support.
Yeah. DFS. DFS also nicely up today, up 3%. So that was, I don't want to say an earnings trade, but a news trade for me. So we saw that it was falling because there were news that the CEO resigned. And at first everybody was like, and then today it's up 3%. I sold the 90 strike price. It's still available right now if you want to do this for tomorrow. So you're still getting 15 cents. But I think this is a good trade. Liking it, not able to close it yet. I was able to get 60 cents, maybe even 65 cents. Can't remember exactly, somewhere around this. So we'll see. This might just expire worthless tomorrow unless we have a turnaround and taking out the lows here. And I wouldn't mind getting a sign in DFS at 90.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. UPS, that is a trade that you took at 170, and it's getting close. It's getting close. Are you getting nervous about getting a sign in UPS?
No. I wouldn't have sold the 170 strike if I had any concerns there. And we'll see. I like it. It is getting close. Happy to own UPS.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at CSIQ. So CSIQ, we got a sign at 35, right now trading at 31.44, and they have earnings coming up next week. In 5 days, next Thursday, earnings are coming up. So this is where I always like to know, okay, what can we expect going into earnings week? So this is where we click on our earnings analyzer, and we like to analyze the last 12 quarters, and this actually looks very, very encouraging. 10 out of the last 12 quarters, they beat the EPS. The guidance, basically, the earnings per share. And then the overnight price move reaction, 8 out of the 12 times, it was positive. But this is what I really like to see. The price move reaction on the 7th day, they were higher 10 out of 12 times, 7 days after the earnings report has been released.
Yeah, not bad at all. I like that.
Yeah. And it seems that is around 10% to the upside. And this is where we can also see, which is pretty cool, the expected move to the upside right now for August 25th is, so for next week, 33.78. I would like this. This gives us a great opportunity to sell calls.
I think that's a real nice opportunity for us. And we like CSIQ. We made some money on CSIQ. And we also knew that if the support that we saw for this year was tested and potentially broken, that there is support at a lower level. So chart-wise, sure, it's pulling back, but that was one of the reasons we took the trade. There's more support below just in case it were to fall.
Yeah, supported around 29, 30, somewhere around there. So I'm okay owning this. Still believe that there's a good trade.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, before we talk about a few opportunities, is this helpful as we are going through this analysis of our trades and showing you what exactly we are doing and what we are thinking? Because if this is helpful for you, give us a like. Always like to know what interests you before we move on here so that we spend more time on talking about the things that you like and talking less about things that you don't like. So give us a like, maybe leave a comment. I really appreciate all the feedback that you're providing us. All right, so I mean, looking at opportunities, it's still kind of same old that we had this week. So GM is still a great opportunity for $32.50 for next week. You can get right now, get 32 cents. That would be 39% annualized. That's still a good opportunity. It has been there pretty much all week. Hawk, Harley Davidson owner group, still another good opportunity for next week, getting 30 cents. So this would be $30 per contract, 38% annualized, not bad at all. And then, yeah, I mean, if you're still not in ALB yet, I mean, there's a possibility to sell the 175 strike. So I kind of like this. So if you're not in ALB, 175, definitely a good possibility.
A dividend aristocrat.
That's what we talked about this morning with the mastermind, right?
So low dividend, but still.
A dividend aristocrat with how much? Well, yeah, I mean, they said it's based on the history. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So overall, again, markets are diddling around. No impulse today after selling off yesterday. Right now, I do believe, based on what I see here, I do believe that we will pull up. I think that we'll break the losing streak and we'll finish positive for the day. What do you think?
I agree. Right now, just kind of pausing, but I think we could drift higher after the pullback that we've seen. So my guess is we're higher at the end of the day.
All right. What do you guys think? Higher or lower by the end of the day? No cheating. Don't wait until the end of the day. Leave a comment right now. And if you're new to the channel, consider subscribing. This way, you always see when we are coming online here. We're live every day. If you enjoyed the show, give us a like, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.